Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the second chapter of Acts. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In this second act of Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare has his heroine say, "A rose by any other name would smell as sweet." As near as I can tell, Shakespeare was promoting the idea that no matter what you call something, a thing, or a person is what it is. If that's what Shakespeare meant, I imagine he would have as tough a time with current events as I do. As near as I can tell, our present-day world says, anything can be called a rose if you want it to be a rose. Examples. In 1976, as a guy, Bruce Jenner won the decathlon at the Olympic Games in Montreal. But now I find out that Bruce has always felt he was a girl, and now as Caitlyn Jenner, he has won ESPN's Courage Award. Sounds strange to me, but that's the way it is. I used to think Girl Scouts were for girls and Boy Scouts were for boys. Apparently I was wrong. As recently, the Girl Scouts said, "Girl Scouts exist to serve all girls, no matter what they look like or their biological gender." This also sounds strange to me, but that's the way it is. Finally, an expert on the matter summed it up this way. A person is what he or she wants to be. That worked well until the story of Rachel Dolezal made it into the news. Rachel is a black lady who is the head of her local branch of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. The only problem, Rachel isn't black. She is the estranged daughter of two white people. Now, Rachel has gone on record as saying she always felt she was black. But the same news media which applauds Bruce or Caitlyn Jenner for his or her boldness has condemned Rachel and says she is nuts. Yes, it's confusing to me. Maybe it is to you, too. If so, here's something which isn't confusing. The day was Pentecost and the Holy Spirit had come upon the small group of Jesus' followers. Empowered by the Lord and speaking in many tongues, they shared the salvation story with the lost souls which were gathered there that day. Having heard what the disciples had said, the question was asked, "What shall we do to be saved?" Peter's answer is simple, understandable, and applicable for all people in all centuries, in all countries, and on all continents. Boiling it down to its most simple wording, if we wish to be saved through the work of God's Son, our Savior, we should hear the Holy Spirit who calls us to repent, be baptized, believe, and be saved. No matter how confusing other things may get, God's truth remains true. We pray. Dear Lord, the world is getting to be a pretty confusing place. May we find direction, wisdom, encouragement, and hope in your word, which points to Jesus as our Redeemer. In his name we offer up this prayer. Amen.